Joe Bo Davis and his kids made the 1,500-mile trip around the greatest of the Great Lakes in just 73 days. They said goodbye to Joe's wife, Molly, in late May.
I was trying to tell her in so many words that I would bring them all back or I wouldn't be coming back, and she knows me, and she just cut me off, and she said, "You always come back."
And when they came back, Joe's three boys, 14-year-old Will, 12-year-old Luke, and 10-year-old Noah, had become the youngest persons ever to accomplish the feat.
It was a great experience, and I'm glad we did it.
I thought it was a great trip.
I liked it because I got to be out in the woods, out in the weather, and see what Lake Superior was like.
Joe says Lake Superior was cold, especially the first month.
It rarely got above 40, 45 degrees because we had a lot of wind coming off the lake. A lot of middle of June, we had our down jackets.
Lake Superior could also be scary. Joe and the boys paddled across Black Bay in open water to cut dozens of miles off the trip when the wind picked up.
And when we got out into the main channel, it was about a 30-mile stretch, kicked up some 5-foot white caps. They were broaching us on the side. As a father, I was a little nervous. Noah was a little nervous.
Well, I was pretty scared because I was wondering if you're going to capsize. It was a 3-mile crossing, so if it capsized, you'd have to get inside your boat or else you would get hypothermia.
Joe says Noah was a courageous 10-year-old.
The infamous Whitefish Point, we had some great big waves breaking over the top of the sandbar there, and he took a couple 7-footers over the top of his head. He came out and asked to do it again.
Another danger was the big ships leaving Superior's great industrial cities.
The problem with cities like Sault Ste. Marie and Thunder Bay and Duluth were the shipping lanes, and we had to cross those. And we had a near miss on it with a 1,000-footer coming through across Sault Ste. Marie.
12-year-old Luke was more concerned about the polluted water off those port cities.
It was very discouraging and disappointing to see what people were doing to the lake when other parts of it were so beautiful and great.
14-year-old Will built driftwood shelters for sleeping. He also served as the navigator, using only a compass and a map.
Well, it took quite a bit of practice. We only got lost a couple times.
A fog bank blew in a big crossing, and Will was able to take a bearing, and we paddled for almost an hour, and we hit this little island out in the middle of this crossing. I don't know how he did it.
Joe and the boys had encounters with wild animals while camping on wilderness shorelines. Moose, wolves, and a little critter that took a liking to Will.
And it was a little baby porcupine that was right next to my tent and was either lost or was looking for his mom or something. He's like right next to my tent flap. His little baby was really cool.
And they had an encounter with other wild animals of the human species.
I had a run-in with a group of drunks, hooligans, as we like to call them. One night they lit one of Will's shelters on fire, and I was able to convince them that they should move on, and that turned out okay.
The four of them survived that encounter and made it back 12 days ahead of schedule.
Because the boys were paddling from dawn to dusk for the last several weeks, we made up a lot of time. They were getting stronger, and I was getting tireder.
The boys are already planning their next adventures. 14-year-old Will wants to be the youngest person to hike the 3,000-mile Pacific Crest Trail. 12-year-old Luke wants to kayak around Canada's wilderness Lake Nipigon. And 10-year-old Noah says he's up for anything.
I learned my limits on that trip. At first, I didn't think I could do that much, but I figured out that if you set your mind to it, you can do it.
Joe Bo Davis and his three sons didn't do it all just for themselves. The Lake Superior kayak trip also raised money for HIV-positive children in Africa. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.